This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, November 7th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last Thursday, a Baptist seminary in Shan State, Myanmar, was attacked by the Burmese army, injuring 4 men in the dormitory, reports International Christian Concern. The victims were hit by shrapnel and sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Those injured were Myatong Doi La, age 24, and Dao Ong San, age 27, Nkum Sun Ong, age 21, and Sumlit Brang San, age 22. One local resident said, "This kind of attack by the military threatens the Christian Bible school and the entire Kachin Nation." MSNBC anchor Stephanie Ruhle surprisingly called out Democrat New York Governor Kathy Hochul for the state's out-of-control crime surge, saying on Friday's edition of the 11th Hour, quote, "We don't feel safe," end quote.
But I'm going to interrupt you then. Here's the problem. We don't feel safe. You might be working closely with Mayor Adams. You may have spent a whole lot of money, but I walk into my pharmacy and everything is on lockdown because of shoplifters. I'm not going in the subway. People don't feel safe in this town. So you may have done these things, but right now we're not feeling good. We're worried we could be San Francisco.
TV icon Oprah Winfrey endorsed Democrat John Fetterman on Thursday in Pennsylvania's hotly contested Senate race and rejected Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz, whom she had helped launch to stardom nearly 2 decades ago when she brought him on her popular daytime talk show as a regular guest, reports CBS News. Until now, Winfrey had said she would leave the election to Pennsylvanians, but she changed that position in an online discussion. Winfrey said, quote, "I said it was up to the citizens of Pennsylvania, but I will tell you all this. If I lived in Pennsylvania, I would have already cast my vote for John Fetterman for many reasons," end quote. Joy Behar of ABC's The View congratulated Fetterman on last Friday's program.
Overnight, our very own Oprah Winfrey endorsed you over Dr. Oz in the race. We all know that Oprah is the creator of Dr. Oz's TV career, and she went for you instead. What does this mean to you and your campaign?
I mean, she's an icon. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's an honor, and I'm so grateful, and, you know, she understands what's at stake here in this race, and as like I said, it was just incredibly, incredibly honored to have her support in this race, truly.
Ironically enough, Oprah mirrors Fetterman's radical support of abortion, despite the fact that her own mother, Bernita Lee, who died in 2018, was pregnant out of wedlock at the age of 17 and courageously chose life for Oprah. In the April 17, 2019 edition of O Magazine, Oprah recalled telling her mother the year before, quote, "I know it must have been hard for you as a 17-year-old pregnant, scared girl in Mississippi. Many people no doubt told you to get rid of that baby, to have an abortion or give me away, but you didn't. And for that, I thank you. I know you did the best you could with what you had. And for that, I thank you. And look how it's all turned out," end quote. In Matthew 23:27, Jesus confronted the Pharisees about their hypocrisy, saying, "You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean." If you've not already voted during early voting, make sure to cast a biblically informed vote tomorrow, Tuesday, November 8th. To get to know the candidates on your ballot better, click on iVoterGuide.com and type in your address. The two primary organizers are Family Research Council and the American Family Association, along with 62 other pro-life, pro-family partners. These include races in all 50 states. In fact, they've researched 51,245 candidates, looked at 6,437 endorsement sources, and 701 legislative scorecards. A new study reveals that less than one-third of Americans believe the Bible should serve as the foundation to determining right and wrong, even as most people express support for traditional moral values, reports the Christian Post. It's part of the fourth installment of the America's Values Study, released by the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. When asked to identify what they viewed as the primary determinant of right and wrong in the United States, a plurality of participants, 42%, said, quote, what you feel in your heart, end quote. An additional 29% cited majority rule as their desired method for determining right and wrong, while just 29% expressed a belief that the principles laid out in the Bible should determine the understanding of right and wrong in America. Not surprisingly, that figure rose to 66% among spiritually active, governance-engaged conservative Christians, or SageCons, a demographic description coined by Christian pollster George Barna. And finally, Aaron Carter, a former child pop star and younger brother of Backstreet Boys' Nick Carter, drowned in his bathtub in Lancaster, California on Saturday, reports CNN. He was 34. During the late 90s and early 2000s, he sold millions of copies of his four albums, the first of which was when he was only 9 years old, according to the BBC. As he grew older, Carter transitioned into rap and also appeared in Broadway musicals and on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. He faced a number of struggles, checking into rehab several times and filing a bankruptcy petition in 2013 over millions of dollars of debt, much of it tax-related. James 4:14 says, you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. So, let's redeem the time. And that's the Worldview on this Monday, November 7th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.